101 Lake Charles and KQJO FM 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
You're going to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Honoring our Lord, our God, and our King. In Ephesians 1 and 3, the historical text states, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us in every spiritual blessing in heavenly places." The first thing we see is that our Heavenly Father has a son. He has a son. I'm reminded of how God himself spoke when Jesus was beginning was about to be baptized by John in the Jordan. When God said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am not just pleased, but well pleased." And when you are a son of God, you go from being pleased, but well pleased. Not only do we see the son, that God has a son, but we see God establishing something because of his son. Genesis 3 and 15. We see the first mention of this son, even in the Garden of Eden. When God says, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." This was speaking of the Son of God who would come and redeem or purchase man back to God the Father. Even in the garden, God had a plan. All right. Darryl, the enemy thought he had messed us up. But thank God, he said through his son, he said, "If I be lifted up," he said, "I will draw all men unto me." The enemy had a magnificent plan, the plan that would destroy men, a plan that would separate man. The enemy had a magnificent plan to separate us from God, but he did not know. God, who is all-knowing, knew exactly what he was doing. And the enemy, who is not omniscient, did not know the plan, the mystery that God had in store. And when you have a relationship with the Lord, you are uniquely different. You say things that men can't comprehend, because God ain't giving it to everybody. But when you have been bought with a price, when the power of the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, resonate within you, you say those things that speak it into existence according to the will and the pleasure of our Lord, our God, and our King. And when you are in his will, the Lord says, "I will bless you according to my divine purpose for your life, and I will bless you according to my riches and glory." Now, if you've been bought with a price, if the Lord has done something in you, there should be a shout of praise in the house of the Lord, because our God is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Not only do we see God has a son, but we see him establishing something through that son. My brothers and sisters, this would speak of something so unique for a man, not angels. Sister Irby, angels can't get what we get. Not angels, because angels don't know anything about salvation. But God, who is rich in mercy, saw something in us that we did not see in ourselves. But God, scripture says, what is man that thou art mindful of? The Lord simply say, I made man a little lower than the angel, and the angels are baffled. God, what is man that they are on your mind, and how can man do the things that they do with less power than we have? But when you got faith, when you got faith, you move mountains. That baffles the angel, because we ain't supposed to do what they can do. But when you've been bought with a price, you can do exceedingly, abundantly more than you can ask or think. That's the God that we serve. That's the mighty God that we serve. He's worthy of all praise. He is worthy of all honor and glory. We are told in the last part of verse 3, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Every spiritual blessing refers to every spiritual enrichment needed for our spiritual life. And since these benefits, Antioch, have already been bestowed upon us, Brother Shepherd, as believers, we are not required to ask for them, but rather we can take possession of them by faith. If God has already stated it, if God has already declared it, if our God has already proclaimed it, we don't have to ask. All we have to do is claim them by faith. Your faith will move mountains. Your faith will cause things to happen. Claim what God has already designated for you to have. The reason we don't have something is because we're not claiming what God has already claimed it for us, according to his will and not your will. So many times we get our will messed up because we think what we always want is what God wants. But if it is not in his will, now I know why Jesus said, not my will, but let thy will be done. Your will and my will is intertwined with what God desires for us to have. Let your will be done, O Lord. These benefits are already stored up. You got an escrow account. Anybody got a mortgage? You got stuff already stored up in your escrow account. And sometimes you got a whole lot of stuff put in it. And every now and then, the mortgage company say you've overpaid and they give it back. God has got an escrow account, Darrell, because you put up some prayer. You put up some tears. And the Lord says, I heard your prayers and I heard your tears. So now I'm going to pour back. I'm going to give back. I'm going to give you all that you've asked me for according to my will, because your prayers are answered by the Lord. Second Corinthians 4:18 states that while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. What is seen is material, and what is temporary, but what is unseen is spiritual, and that is eternal. The temporal things will be replaced by the glory that will never, ever fade away, which is an eternal glory in Christ. We shall not all sleep. Hey, Lord. But we shall be changed in a moment and a twinkling of an eye. That ain't gonna change. You will look just like your maker, your creator, when you are in Christ. And it will never fade away. I don't care what the enemy may say. I don't care what the skeptics may say. I don't care what the agnostics may say. I don't care what the atheists may say. Your security in Christ will never fade away. Not because we're good. Not what we've done is great. But because of what we've done in Christ. What Christ has done in us. And that is how we are now placed and positioned in Christ. My brothers and sisters, Paul said, believers should look not at what is seen, but what basically at what we cannot see. I have a story. Sister Mathis and I was traveling to Florida. We had a flight to catch on our way. We were headed towards New Orleans to fly out to Miami to catch a flight for a vacation. And all of a sudden, the car was feeling a little funny. And I said, Linda, did you feel that? And she said, yes. And right before we hit that stretch where, that long stretch before you get across, I forget what that little river is going into New Orleans, I pulled off the freeway. There was two gas stations, one immediately as I pulled off, and the other one across the street. I didn't stop at the first one. I said, I'm going to that one, which was across the street. I got out, I looked at the tire. I was on a flat. I didn't have a jack. We were short in time, Daryl, and we had to catch that flight. I'm in my vacation clothes. I'm in white pants, and I got to get down and get dirty, and I couldn't change because we were going to go on a cruise. And as I was looking, I got a jack out that wouldn't work, and all of a sudden, a man came by. I looked at him as he drove by. He went about 50 yards up. He stopped, and he backed up. He looked at me. He said, you look like you need help. And I said, my tires are on the flat, and I don't have a jack. And he said, don't worry. He immediately got out of his car. He put gloves on. He said, I got a jack. And he got out. He put a jack on it. He jacked my car up. Took the glove nose off. Took the tire off. Put my spare tire on. Took it back and put it back on. And he said, Pastor, well, he didn't even call me Pastor. He said, wait a minute. He said, let's go to the station and let me put some air in it. Filled it up with air. And I said, I thank you because I'm short of time. He said, don't worry. I got it. And I said that to say this. When you have been bought with a price and when you're linked up with the Lord will always send somebody to help you. If I can help somebody along the way. My brothers and sisters, we've been chosen and positioned, are placed in Christ. John 15, 16 tells us, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruits